Hohoi and its environs. This follows clashes between the Muslim community and some residents that led to the death of three persons. The Volta Regional Minister Henry Ford Kamel, who confirmed this to Radio Ghana, said the action has become necessary due to reports that people are massing up for a possible reprisal. He said the curfew will be in force for 4 days and a possible review when it elapses. Mr. Kamel said there is now calm and security has been beefed up to avert possible clashes. He spoke on Radio Ghana's Current Affairs program, Behind the News.
RecSec, and after an assessment of the situation, we realized that they have to request for a curfew in Hohoi, because the intelligence information we were receiving indicated that supporters of both factions were massing up and there was a possible attack, maybe somewhere in the night. And so we thought that for the military and the police to have full control of the situation, or there was a need to apply for a curfew. So we applied to the Minister for Interior and he gracefully assented to our request based on the recommendations that we made to him.
And how long is the curfew going to last?
For now, it's for a period of about just 4 days, and then we'll review the situation when the period expires. And when we realize that there's still a need for an extension, we will apply for an extension. If we realize that it's no more necessary, we will take it from there. But right now, the situation is calm. Happy to the security forces have taken full control. People are beginning to realize that RecSec and government is in control of the situation. People are beginning to realize that they must respect law and order. People are beginning to have confidence in the structures that are in place to resolve the issue. And so we are happy to report that for now, there's calm.
Early on, it was a chieftaincy issue at Kpasa. Yesterday, it was Hohoi, and now Hohoi, you seem to be confronted with security issues. How are you handling it?
It's not so much of a chieftaincy issue. Yes, the Kpasa one borders on chieftaincy. In Hohoi, it borders on authority. It borders on authority and the extent to which indigenous authorities should operate and function. It's not who should become a chief in Hohoi. That is not the issue. The issue is that the indigenous feel that their authority as landowners has not been respected. But for now, our priority is to establish law and order. We will come to this issue when we have consolidated our authority on establishing security in the area. We will come to the peripherals, we'll come to the assistance, and then we will try to see how we can get along with some of these issues. But for now, our priority is to establish law and order.
Volta Regional Minister Henry Ford Kamel. Meanwhile, a program officer at the CDD, Paul Abrampa, has attributed the recent clashes in some regions to inactions by the authorities in previous cases. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Abrampa said in order to avert future clashes, the law must be applied to all without favor.
There are a whole lot of issues that have come up since 2009, and then even before that, various reports, even the lead up to the 2008 elections indicated that the police administration marked out almost about 100 districts or constituencies that were tagged as conflict prone. Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Training Center and the CDD Ghana in our conflict monitoring also were able to mark out about 60 constituencies that was tagged as conflict prone constituencies. When you look into the criteria used in tagging constituencies or districts, some of these issues were in it. Chieftaincy class, lingered conflicts between tribes from different places, especially people who have migrated, call them internal migration, migrated from one region to the other, and also people who are fleeing from conflict areas. So these things have been there, and they are sometimes a lot of the words that people use, they are being increased. And the question is, ask ourselves, why this time? That's the problem that we have to get ourselves for in the lead up to the 2012 elections.
So what can be done to prevent such clashes?
Well, the first thing that we say, when you look into the constitution and even the nature of human beings, people, there are problems everywhere. That is why we have in place institutions. That's why everybody, people who have read conflict and the theories of conflict talk about strong institutions and application of the rules. When you look into the issues that have cropped up in the elections and after the two elections, people stealing bungalows, people sacking DCs, people killing, even at the murder of three people at Abubulishi, you don't see any action, serious action that have been taken. In cases like that, people think it is free because there are no stringent or punishment for people who engage themselves into conflicts.
Program Officer of the CDD, Paul Abramba.